Mrs. May, reel one.
Now, when the war began, you were already in domestic service and had been for about 2 years.
Yes.
Do you remember the day the war was declared?
Yes, I do. I was down home that weekend. And, yes, I remember it quite well. I remember, you know, going up the road and seeing the... Everyone seemed in a hustle and bustle, you know, sort of thing. And I had, well, it wasn't my brother-in-law at the time, it was my sister's fiancé. And he had been, I think, in the regular army, or he was on the reserve. And I thought to myself, well, the war's broke out, when's he going? He's not putting himself out, but believe me, he was at Mons all right. So he was in it, and he did get killed just not long after they were married. They got married, and not long after that he got killed. That was in 1917, so he was in it quite a while.
You were just home for the weekend,
yes,
were you?
Just
then
home
you
for the weekend.
Went back to went the back. Minettes
oh, yes,
at Headham
yes.
Hall.
We had gone from Gloucester Square down there. But I think we used to go in about the May, or they used to go in about the May and stop the summer. Of course, we stopped there the whole of the war.
What did your duties with Mr. and Mrs. Minette involve?
Well, I was really between, what you call a tweeny, between maid. I helped in the, done the maid's rooms in the mornings, you know, bedrooms and made the beds and all that sort of thing in the morning. And I'd get down about 12 o'clock. I had to get down and do the vegetables and that. That was for about 2 years, I think, if that. And then the kitchen maid left. And they asked if I'd like to take that on, and I said yes. I was more interested in the kitchen work than I was the housework. Although if that, I might have even taken that. But the second housemaid didn't leave. She was my friend, so we used to sort of get about together, you know, able to go out. And being one and one the other, we was able to get out together.
Was there any difference in your duties at Gloucester Square?
Oh, no, no, that would have been the same. That was the same there. That was the same when I was at Sussex Gardens. That was in the doctor's house, Dr. Turner, his name was. And I used to help down in the kitchen. No, help upstairs in the morning, down in the kitchen in the afternoon. I thought, oh, well, I'll see if I can get somewhere else now. And I got into this, and it was a bigger place, a nicer place.
Do you remember how much you were earning?
No, no. I think it might have been around about £12 a year when I went there, I think. I think it was around about that, because I was getting £6 a year in my first place, and to double your money was quite an effort. Still, money was money then, wasn't it?
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
It's not like it is now. And I mean, you did get your keep and your laundry and all that sort of thing.
Did you wear a uniform at Headham Hall?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't have to have an afternoon outfit, but I had better aprons, you know, like you'd have the white plain ones in the morning, but frilly ones you could have in the afternoon. But in the other places, I had black dresses. I'm trying to think. I can't really remember if I did have black dresses at Headham Hall. I don't think I did. I don't think so. Because I was in the afternoon working in the kitchen. So, no, I think we just had the change our apron, you know. We had our little caps on. The maids were very smart. They had a French style uniform. The parlour maids. They had tight sleeves, you know, puff, not puff, but built up here. Tight jackets, little buttons right the way down the front to a peak here, and long skirts. They looked, they were so smart, nice caps. Yeah, they were very efficient, you know, very nice girls.
And what sort of dress did you wear?
Oh, just a stripe, you know, print. Still, if I'd wanted to go to the house part, I could have, but I didn't.
Now, I think you told me you were surprised by the outbreak of war. You hadn't expected the war.
No, I don't think anyone really expected it as sudden as that.
No. So Mr. and Mrs. Minette hadn't expected it
no.
either?
Oh, no.
Then how long did it take them to prepare the house to receive the soldiers and officers?
I was down there that week, that first week, back down there, and the farmers was having a bit of difficulty getting the hay and the corn in and that. So we got all of us girls out. We had a nice old beano out there, stocking up the corn in sheaths, in those days, because they had to dry it outdoors, didn't they? There was no machinery for it. And they had to stuck it up by hand. And it was about six bales like that, and you had to do it so the air could get through. And then when that was done, or before that was done, I think we had a very big field, it was. And then come the order for billets for the soldiers, so we finished our work in the field, and the old chap, he got out with the gardeners. We didn't have much of that to do. He got out with the gardeners, and the lovely, great big barns, you know. And they used to stock all their apples and that, and fruit and vegetables. One of the barns was where there was an electrician, and he made the electricity for the place. And there was the dynamo and all the working going on there. And I cleared it all out and washed it, and he went it as good as the young ones. Yeah, he was a very nice old gentleman.
Was the reason that you helped with the haying that some of the men staff had already gone away to war?
Oh, yes, they were sort of called up, you know. I suppose they were... I mean, there was no hanging about then waiting for them. They just called up, weren't they? I suppose like everything, every other time we weren't quite ready for it.
How many staff did the Minettes have, and how many did they lose?
Well, I don't know how many they... What, for going to work?
Yeah, how many of their staff left to go to war?
To go to war? Well, I think they got left with about three gardeners. And one of the chauffeurs went, the electrician didn't go. And the head gardener didn't go, chauffeur. So they were left with about six, I suppose, altogether.
And how many had there been?
Well, there was eight gardeners, two chauffeurs, a groom, and I forget who else, it was somebody. Oh, the coal man who got the coals and cleaned the knives and all that sort of thing. He was there. He had an off licence in the village, that one did. His wife used to run it, I think, and he used to do it when he got home, I suppose.
What sort of work was involved in getting ready for the soldiers?
Well, in the house, well, all the, I suppose the rooms were more or less all clean. It was a matter of all making all the beds up and sorting around and perhaps putting more beds in a room. Of course, that was only for the officers. The soldiers didn't go in them. And of course, the batmen used to have to keep their beds and rooms in order after that, once they got in. But it was just the cooking and the serving, parlour maids.
Were any of the servants' quarters given over to the soldiers or the officers?
No. We had very big rooms, but like three beds in a room in the room I was in. I think the cook had one to herself, and parlour maids. I think they had two. The housemaids had two, and the three young ones had the room. Of course, it was plenty of room, and everything was all under, like lovely big windows like that with the leaded lights, little windows. And all that part of the house It had been sort of made of, built, I suppose, just extended for that part of the, for the maids and that, and the historic part was kept more for them. Because it was Elizabethan. You haven't heard anything about it, have you? It was an old family, the old gentleman and Mrs. Manette, and I believe she was his second wife, but the daughter was his daughter. That's how I, how it came to us, And he had two sisters that lived in Hyde Park Square, and they were maiden ladies. They never married. They were pretty elderly, like. And apart from that, they didn't, to my knowledge, they didn't have a lot of visitors, not for, not relatives. So I don't know how the, what happened to the house or the London house. Sometimes I think I'll ever get on the bus and go up there, but I just don't see myself going to get out long enough to leave the dog and to have a day out and have a mooch round. I did one day.
Where did the soldiers stay? The officers were in the house.
And where the soldiers were they? In the barns. They were in the barns. I think they had a couple of marquees put up for different things, and they had their field kitchens for their own cooking. They didn't cook that in the house, not that barns. No, they just had field kitchens.
I know you told me the Leicestershire Yeomanry stayed there, and they must have gone off to active service at the front.
And we had the Staffordshire. And then we had, of course, I mean, all this went over a certain time, and we had the machine gun school, all the chaps learning this machine, I think they call it. Scottish something. There was a Scottish captain or officer over them. And apart from that, I don't know what quite happened after that. Time was getting on, I suppose. I think they sort of dropped off a bit. I don't think we had them right to the end. I don't think they had them to the end of the war. Now I remember the Leicesters going and the North Staffords going, and I don't remember the machine gun corps going. Of course, that would be how long after. 1917, March. About 2.5 years after the war had started, wasn't it?
Did you ever keep in touch with any of the men after they left?
No.
Were these all men who had never been over before?
Yes,
or had some of them already been
youngsters.
In battle?
Oh, no. They were sort of recruits, practically. They had to be trained. No, they were all called up.
Now, if they had their own field kitchens, why were they also provided with some of their food by Mrs. Minette?
Oh, that was only the officers. Not the Tommies themselves. And we had this big window in there. And it had like a long shelf along, just to give them, like their 11s. We had the cocoa and coffee and anything they wanted, and served it to them about 11 o'clock for their 11s. They used to have chocolates and cigarettes and buy it just at the ordinary cost price. So I suppose they got a benefit from it. Must have done. Anyway, they're all happy. They're a jolly lot. If you know what soldiers are.
Do you remember any of them in particular?
No, I just don't. Didn't get too involved. I did keep in with the groom boy. I used to go out with him sometimes for an evening. Go out for walks and that. But mostly I stuck to my girlfriends.
Did you